Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that once your former spouse is remarried, it is okay for you to remarry. Let's start there in our study for the week. Now, I was talking to a man, sharing with him the gospel. And he told me, he says, you know, he had asked about my marriage. He said, I've been married for 48 years to the same beautiful woman I married. I just think she's prettier now than she was then. And she was a knockout then. But nonetheless, I said, yeah, 48 years. And he says, well, I've been married 5.5 times. And I'm thinking, 5.5? He said, yeah, I married one of them twice. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. He may not take her again to be his wife after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord. So he says, that first one put her away for some uncleanness, the second one married her, and then maybe for the same reason it pops up again, or he dies, whatever, then she can't go back to that first husband. He says, for that is abomination before the Lord. Now, the word abomination is the same Hebrew word that is used in speaking of homosexuality. It is abomination before the Lord. God Almighty sees it, and it just turns his stomach. Thou shalt not cause the land to sin, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. Well, those are pretty strong words. So if divorced, and the other mate remarries, are you to wait in case that one divorces, and then you can get him back, and then remarry? No. He says it's an abomination to God for them to remarry the first one after they've been married to someone else. Now, I've actually had that come up in my ministry on occasion, and I did have one lady come back to me and says, my first husband and I, we believe we made a mistake. We both remarried. He's divorced, and I want to come back to him. I still love him. Is it right? And I showed her this passage. I says, you know, I can't tell you what to do. This is a decision you make yourself, and it really is. But if you're asking me, what does the Bible say? This is what it says. Now, she didn't remarry the guy. Now, what's happened to that? That's been many years ago. So I have no idea where those people are today, but I remember the situation. They don't live in this community, by the way. Now, so when someone is divorced for a wrong reason, if the former spouse is remarried, then that person is free to marry, for it would be an abomination in God's sight for her to remarry the first husband or wife, as the case may be. Again, that would be abomination to God. Now, that's a short review, but keep it in mind. We see some things in the Old Testament that just makes us say, wow, I didn't realize that, or I didn't know that. And there's some passages in the Old Testament that you wonder, well, what about this or what about that? So we're going to try to hit some Old Testament scriptures here and just have a run in the Old Testament. We're not going to hit everything, but we're going to hit a good amount so you can just see the doctrine as it unfolds before us. Now, people ask, if divorce is wrong, why did God allow or command concerning it? As, for an example, except it be for the cause of fornication. Well, in Genesis 16, verses 1 through 6, and I'll comment as we read, But we see some things here that are quite interesting. It says, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I, that is Sarah, that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Now, they got Hagar when they went to Egypt, which in the Bible is a type of the world. And Abram, while he was there, tried to fool them about Sarai, saying, well, she's my sister. Well, it was found out, and Abram and Sarai, who is Sarah, were sent out in shame. And Hagar is one of the ones they gave to them. And as Hagar goes with them, it's also a remembrance of their sin and of their lack of trust in God. You see, there's no evidence that God told them to go to Egypt. They went to Egypt for one reason. There was a famine in the land. Not for God's leading, but there was a famine in the land. Now, Abram still needs to learn the lesson not to leave and go somewhere else when troubles come. Don't run in the face of trial. Even though it's hard, having done all to stand, stand, and when the devil attacks, you withstand. You don't run. Withstand in the power of God, having on the whole armor of God, as we read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 through 18. But now you say, well, this certainly is an unusual situation here. Sarai's idea to give her handmaid to Abram, that seems an unusual thing. And why would any wife say, okay, this is my servant girl, I want you to have children by her? And that's just hard for us to imagine. Yet, it was not unusual in that day. In that day, the culture, it was considered essential for a wife to give her husband an heir. If necessary, she could give him an heir by proxy through her handmaid. Now, this same arrangement was made by Leah and Rachel with Jacob. Leah gave her handmaid, Rachel gave her handmaid to have more children through Jacob. And Jacob, of course, is Israel. The famous Nuzi tablets found in the northern Syria confirm that it was customary and legal in that day if a wife was unable to produce an heir for her husband, she could use her handmaid, and the resulting child would be considered her own, that is, Sarai's own. Even though Hagar bore the child, it was a proxy type of thing. And we have that today when ladies are, for another couple can have children, are inseminated, and then also allowed to carry that baby. Now consider the rest of the passage in verses 3 through 6 here of Genesis 16. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. Now, isn't that interesting? His wife. So now he has a second wife. But she's a secondary wife. We might even say a concubine. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress, that is Sarai, was despised in Hagar's eyes. See, one of the things that the earth is disquieted for, and And by the way, I mean, this is what we're talking about from the Bible. And he says she's disquieted for and cannot bear. It's for an handmaid who is heir to her mistress. You'll find that in Proverbs chapter 30, and verse 23, which is after the day of Abram. And yet, you see how it ties in with the day of Abram. And so that passage would even show us, God's Holy Spirit showing us what happened in that day. And by the way, these are things that can repeat themselves. You already have people with homosexual marriage. You have divorce is so easy. And now they're talking about having more than one wife, four wives, if a person wants to. And especially in our country now with the Muslim population growing, now they want to overcome that law to say, no, you can have four wives. You can have as many as you need, okay, or as many as you want. And so we just see those things going on again. And so when sin gets in, then man's moral compass goes down to the cesspool level. And that's what you see happening in America today. And it is a shame. It's a terrible shame. So we go on now in verse 4 and 5 here, as we've been reading here. We're going through verses 3 through 6. And Sarai said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Well, it sounds somewhat like, well, Sarai is complaining, but also trying to bring in Abram into this so that he also gets part of the blame. But Abram said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. It was Sarai's maid, so she's in your hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. Now, Hagar got kind of haughty. She was able to give Abram a child, and Sarai couldn't. Maybe she saw herself as, all right, I've been a servant, I've been the handmaid, now I'm going to replace Sarah. I've got his baby, and I'm going to replace her. She started giving Sarah a hard time. Sarai tells Abram, and he said, sure, it's your handmaid. Do whatever seems best. So Hagar flees on her own. Now, Sarai had the right to send her away since she owned her. She could send both her and the child away. That was man's law of that day. But let me tell you something. That was not God's law. When man's law and God's law contradict one another, always go with God's law.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.